We are in Hilchas Tefillah in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, the Halachas of the Saint Talal Matar. We are up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing Sifim Beis in Gimel. Yechidim Atzrichim L'Matar B'Mos HaChama. The Gemara tells us that if an individual, for some reason, or a group of individuals, need rain in the summer, Ein Sholem Also B'Birkas Hashanim Ela B'Shomei HaTefillah. They're allowed to ask for rain like any other prayer, but any other need, you're allowed to daven, but they cannot do it in Baruch Aleinu. Even though in Baruch Aleinu you're allowed to put in your own personal request for parnasa, not for rain, the reason being because rain is something that may be good for some people, but not be good for other people. Further, Vafilu Ir Gedola, even if it's a large city, Keninve, which the Pasuk calls an Ir Gedola. O Eretz Achas Kula. Now, Nineveh, the Ir Gedola, was in the Gemara. Eretz Achas Kula means an entire land, say an entire continent. Kamo Svard Bechlola. I mean, that's a whole country. O Ashkenaz Bechlola. Ki Yechidim Damu B'Shomei Atfila. They are considered individuals and they say it in Shomei Atfila. Now, there's a little bit of background here that the Bir Halacha brings down. The Rush was asked the Shaila of what do you do with entire parts of the world that need rain in the summer? It's only in Eretz Yisrael and other countries that there's 6 months of rain and 6 months where it doesn't rain. There are other countries that need rain throughout the year. So what are they supposed to do? So the Rush wanted to say that it was only an Ir Gedola that the Gemara, and he's Medayik this from the Rambam, has the din of a Yochid. Whereas an entire Eretz, the Rush Paskin, and he was Medayik this from the Rambam, is considered a totally different entity and would therefore say the Saint Talamater in accordance with their needs. The Rush says he tried pushing this halacha, but nobody would listen to him. It was not niskabel. Consequently, the Mechaber Paskins, that we do not follow the Rush, that you are not supposed to say it on the basis of your needs. However, the Mechaber is going to Paskin B'dieved. If you did say the Saint Talamater at a time that your part of the world needs rain, the halachi is that B'dieved you are Yotze, because you can always rely on the Shitas HaRash. Whereas, what to do L'chatchila, even if you're living in a part of the world that absolutely needs rain at some other time, the halacha is only ask for it in Shomei HaTfila and not in Baruch Aleinu. Now the Mishnah Brura says that in our places, really, the proper things, our places referring to where the Chavetz Chaim live, where there's a need for rain in the winter, he says certainly from Zion, Cheshvan, and on, one should really be saying the same Talu Motor in Shomei HaTfila. It doesn't seem to be the done thing, but the Mishnah Brura does mention such a thing. Now further, the Taz brings down that a Shliach Tzibur should not say the same Talamater in Shomei HaTfila, even if he is in a country that needs rain at that time of the year. That when the Gemara says Ki Yechidim Damu, that they're like individuals, that would also mean that the Shliach Tzibur would not say it in Shomei HaTfila. But the minag is that the Shliach Tzibur says it when there's a real need for rain. So, for example, if there's a drought, and therefore we have another nusach that is said in place of it. We don't just say the same Talamater, but there's an entire nusach that is said in time of an Atziris Keshamim, and that is said for the Shliach Tzibur as well. There are various halachas in Minhagim of what you do at the time of Chalila and Atziris Keshamim. There is saying Tilim with Yud Gimel Midos. The halachi is that Tilim and Yud Gimel Midos can actually even be said on Shabbos. What happens, says the Mechaber now, Umihu, what happens in Be'eretz Achas Kula Tzricha Motor B'Mos HaChama? If you're in one of those countries or that part of the world where the entire part of the world needs rain in the summer, Toba Yochid, the individual made a mistake, Vishal Motor B'Birkas HaShanim, and the individual went and asked for rain in Baruch Aleinu, he said the same Talamater, Choser umispalel bitfilis nedava below shelo birkas hashanim. He repeats the Shemona Esrei as a nedava and leaves out the same talamatra. Now the Ramah changes that. He says imrotze aval eina mechuyev lachzor klal. The Mechaber is telling you that the proper thing to do is to say it over again. The Ramah is saying that it is totally optional. There is no need to daven over again, even the Torah's nedava. You feel like it, you could. Now, as far as the halacha goes, what happens if somebody remembers in the middle of Shemona Esrei that he said the same talamater? So according to the Mechaber, what should he do? The halacha is he should complete the Shemona Esrei, relying on the rush that he was Yotza, and then he could daven at Phyllis Nadova like the Mechaber. The Bir Halacha brings dais that hold that this is only true in the case of an actual Atziris Geshamim. Meaning if you're just living in a place where they need rain all year long, or they need rain dafke in summer when it's summer in Eretz Yisrael, there you would have to daven over again. It's only in Atziris Geshamim that we have the halacha of the rush to rely on. The Mishnah, the Bir Halacha doesn't especially care for the Shita, meaning it sounds like the Gemara does not hold that way. It sounds like the Inyan, the Gemara that the rush is coming off doesn't hold that way. And that Yechidim are asking, even if it's not an Atziris Geshamim, but it's a time of year that in that part of the world there's a need for rain. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does say that although we have the Ramah telling us that you're not Mechuyev to daven over again, Betoris Nadava, he says that in a place where there was no Atziris Geshamim, there, when you do there, you are better off davening over again, Betoris Nadava, meaning with a Tanai. One kasha, this is actually a kasha that the Bir Halacha brings down, and that is that the halacha of the Rosh applies really equally to Mashiv Aruach and the same Talamater. So he asked that there's something of a stira. If the person said V'sein Talamater and did not say Mashiv Haruach, then how could he be Yotze B'di'evit? But Lamaisa, we've already seen before that the Mechaber does not rely on this rush with regard to Mashiv Haruach. He only relies on it with regard to V'sein Talamater. Siv Gimel. Im Shal Mater Rimos Hachama Machzirin Oso. If somebody asked for rain in the summer, we make him go back. The halacha is that in the summer, if you said V'sein Tal Amater, you have to. Whereas, if you only said V'sein Tal, you would not have to go back. At which point do you go back? So we'll see the halachas later. If you already took your three steps back, then you would have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. If you did not take your three steps back, then you go back to Baruch Aleinu. What happens if you remember in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, you go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu? What happens if you didn't begin with you didn't go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu? You said the same Talamata, corrected yourself and said the same Bracha, B'di'evet, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that you are Yotzeh.